John chapter 5, verses 1 through 8. Rise up and walk with Jesus. Like I've said, this is, you've heard what all and only Jesus can do in a person's life tonight. You know, we hear so much bad news in the world today, like what happened in Baltimore. We hear about the death, the sickness, the pain, the suffering, all these bad things that are going on in the world today when you turn on the news. But friend, I want to tell you about some good news tonight, some wonderful news tonight, some awesome news tonight, some wonderful news that will set you free, not only tonight, but for eternity. I want to share with you this wonderful news of Jesus Christ. Just recently, I was working on the street, and there was this young man that came walking across my path, and God really strongly put him on my heart. So I engaged him in conversation, got his attention, and began to talk to him. And I said, you know, this may sound strange. This does sound strange in New York City. But I said, this may sound strange, but God really, really strongly put you on my heart. And I see that God has a special plan for your life. And he was blown away. He was struck. And I began to talk to him. I shared with him the same good news that I'm going to share with you tonight. And shortly after we prayed, this young man was changed. His life was changed for eternity. He now has a home in heaven. He has truly changed. We took hands and we gave each other a hug. This young man is changed because of this good news that I'm going to share with you tonight. So the first thing I want you to see is the sin that takes you down. Number one, the sin that takes you down. See, in this passage of Scripture, there's this man. In this city, there's this man who had been sick. This lame man, this sick man who had this sickness. And we don't know exactly what type of sickness it is, but we know it's probably some type of incurable disease, a disease that couldn't be cured. He was sick for 38 years. There's no doubt that he went to tried all these different things to bring about this healing. You can imagine the pain, the sickness, the suffering, the just crying his heart as he cried out to be healed. He was sick for 38 years. He wanted to be the man that he wanted to be. He wanted to live a fulfilling life. He wanted to be satisfied. He wanted what God wanted for his life. He wanted to be a good man, but he was sick with this disease. You know, there's no doubt he probably went to the best doctors of his time, but that they didn't have the answer. He probably tried different drugs, different things, but they didn't have the answer. He probably tried all these different things, but nothing ever had the answer that could cure him of this disease. There's no doubt he went through so much pain, so much agony with this sickness in his life. And see, it's the same way with us today. We were born into this world. Every one of us were born into this world with this disease called sin. See, sin is the wrong things that we do, the bad things that we do. See, and sin always promises something great, but it always leads to something horrible. It always leads to pain. It always leads to sickness. It always leads to loneliness, to depression, to sickness, to pain. It always leads to these things. Just like we heard tonight, the loneliness, the depression, the anxiety, the stress that it leads to. Sin always leads to these things. You know, we want to be good men. We want to be the man that God desires us to be. We want to be a good dad. We want to be a good son, a good daughter, a good mother, a good wife. We want to be good. We want to live a fulfilling life. We want to live a satisfied life. But we go to these things. We go to the parties. We go to the drugs. We go to the loneliness. We go to all these different areas. We go to the better job or the more money or all these things. We try to feel this deep desire in our heart that only Jesus can fill. You know, we keep on going to these places, but nothing seems to satisfy. You know, and we see tonight, but it doesn't have to be that way. You know, we see tonight, you know, we always come to this place that we're just as empty as we were before. But you look around tonight and you see the choir, you see everyone standing up in praise, and they have this joy, this life, this love, this excitement that can only be explained by God. It can only be explained by Jesus. See, we will never fully extend the joy and the love that is in us, but because it's not ours, it's God's living inside of us. So Jesus came to set us free. We don't have to live in this sickness. You don't have to live in this pain. So number one, we see the sin that takes us down. But number two, I want you to see the Savior who lifts you up. The Savior who lifts you up. See, Jesus comes into the situation. The Savior comes into the situation. And he sees this man who has been sick with this disease. He sees this man who who is in pain, who is in agony. And see, God, Jesus doesn't point a finger at him. He has his arms extended to him, his arms open to him. As he walks into the room and he sees this man, he knew this man was going to be here. He knew this man has been sick. He knew what this man had been going through all his life. And you know, I believe Jesus probably walked in, he had a tear in his eye, and he looked at this man. And he said, I understand what you're going through. I understand your pain. I understand your sickness. I understand what you feel. And you know what Jesus told him? He said, do you want to be made well? Do you want to be healed? That's what he told this man. And it's the same with us today. See, Jesus is looking at all of us today. He's asking, do you want to be healed? Do you want to be made well? See, this man, Jesus is the Savior that lifts us up. He is the Savior that lifts us up. Jesus is the Savior who will lift us up tonight. See, this man, he had this suffering, this sickness, and Jesus looked at him just like he looks at us tonight. And he looks at us tonight. He sees everyone here tonight as a precious man, a precious woman, a precious son or daughter that he died for, that he loves with a passionate love. He probably does have a tear in his eye. And he says, I understand what you're going through. I understand what you've been through. I understand what your past looks like. I understand the pain, the torment in your mind. I understand these things that you've been facing. I understand what you're going through. I understand the sickness, the times where you want to take your life. I understand the anxiety, the worry that so consumes your mind. I understand the fear that's going on in your heart and mind. I understand. And he says, do you want to be made well? Do you want to be healed? Jesus is saying, do you want to be healed tonight? Because he is our healer. He is our Savior. He will lift us up. Jesus will lift us up. See, he's saying, you don't have to live in depression. You don't have to live in this sickness. You don't have to live in loneliness. You don't have to live in this pain, in this torment in your mind. You don't have to live with this restlessness as you go to sleep at night. You don't have to lay your head down at rest tonight, not knowing what tomorrow is going to bring. You don't have to have this pain and sickness in your body, in your mind, in your heart. You don't have to live this way. Because Jesus has come to set you free. Jesus has come to set you free. Jesus has come to heal. He's come to save you for eternity. See, God sent Jesus Christ. He loves us so much. He sent Jesus Christ, his son, to die on a cross made of wood for our sins in our place. He died to save us, to heal us, to give us new life, a new love, a new heart. Jesus came to heal us. Just like you see everyone here tonight praising and lifting up the name of Jesus. See, he comes to fill our hearts with a fulfillment, with a love, with a satisfaction, a life, and a joy and a peace that only comes by knowing him, only comes by knowing God, only comes by trusting in Jesus Christ. You know, just recently I was walking the streets and there was this, you know, the break dancers and the groups that dance around the cities, and they're amazing. You know, I was watching them and it's just amazing. They're so gifted what they can do. I know I can't do that. And it'd be bad news if I tried. But no, I mean, I was watching them and they have just an amazing talent. You know, and they were doing this because, you know, they wanted to gain money. They wanted to gain recognition. They had probably never been shared the true love of Jesus. And shortly after they finished, I was walking away, and the crowd went away, and they took a break from their dancing. So the Holy Spirit, God really put on my heart to go back and talk to them. So I went back and began to talk to this group of young people and two older men who were doing this break dancing on the streets. And I began to share with them. I said, man, you have just amazing talent, man. How did you learn to do that? And he said he taught himself. Well, I began to share with him. I said, you know, for some reason, God put you and your team on my heart, and I see that God does have a really special plan for your life. He can use you in just such an awesome way. And shortly after, as I began to share with him the Jesus that can transform his life, the Jesus that can come and give him new life, the Jesus that loves him, the Jesus that will set him free, the Jesus that will use him in a wonderful way in this world. Shortly after, we all gathered hands, except one older man, and we began to pray. Just like I'm going to ask you here in just a few minutes to pray and ask Jesus to come into your life. See, he prayed. Those young men were eternally changed. They were eternally set free. They have new life in Jesus Christ, just like you can have tonight. So So number one, we see this, the sin that takes us down. And we see the Savior, Jesus, who lifts us up. But now I want you to see the step to walk free. The step to walk free. What did Jesus do next? What did he say? If we see in verse 8 and 9, he says, "Do you want to be made well?" And then in verse 8, he says, "Rise, take up your bed and walk." Rise, take up your bed and walk. And immediately, I love how it says this, immediately the man was made well, took up his bed and walked. Jesus said, "Rise, take up your bed and walk." And that's what he's saying to us tonight. Rise, rise up. Rise up out of depression. Rise up out of this loneliness. Rise up out of this torment. Rise up out of this sickness and be healed. Be made well by Jesus Christ. That's what he's telling every one of us tonight. Rise up and walk with Jesus. See, it's just like this. We were all born sinners. I've made more mistakes than so many people. But about 2,000 years, the same God who made us all, the same God who made you, the same God who made me, sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die on a cross in our place for our sins, to suffer our shame, to suffer our guilt. And he says, by trusting Jesus Christ, by asking him to come into our life as our Lord and Savior, we can have new life. We can have abundant life. Not only does he forgive us of all of our sins, past, present, and future, but he comes to live inside of us. He gives us, he fills us with his Holy Spirit, and he gives us new life in Jesus Christ. So that's what I'm going to ask each and every person here tonight to do, is to give your life to Jesus Christ. He came to give you new life. He came to give you abundant life. He came to set you free, free from sickness, free from torment, free from pain, free from these horrible things that are going on in your mind. He's come to set us free tonight. So that's what I'm going to ask tonight. As the musicians come and we all stand, I'm going to ask us to all stand. Jesus came to set us free tonight. And if you want this new life in Jesus Christ, God knew every person here tonight was going to be here. Nothing's caught God by surprise. He knew you were going to be here because he loves you. He came to set us free. He came to set you free tonight. This is your night tonight. So I'm going to ask, if you don't know that you know that you know that you know, that if you died tonight, that you'd wake up in heaven. If you don't know with certainty that God lives inside of you, if there's any doubt in your heart and mind, I'm going to ask you to come forward and we're going to pray together. We're going to rejoice together because God is going to set you free. Jesus is going to come into your life tonight. He will set you free. So I'm going to ask, if there's any doubt in your heart and mind that if you died tonight that you'd wake up in heaven, I'm going to ask you to come forward. I'm going to ask you to come forward. And maybe you're in a place tonight where you were walking with Jesus at some point in your life, but now you're in a place that you don't like. You're at a place of sickness. You're at a place of sorrow, of depression. I'm going to ask you to come forward and rededicate your life to Jesus because he does have a wonderful plan for your life. He has wonderful plans for you and he will use you in a wonderful, wonderful way. He loves you. Come to Jesus tonight. Come to Jesus. Amen. Amen. This is the best decision you've ever made in your entire life. Rejoice with everyone. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus has come to give you new life, wonderful life. And you are precious to Jesus. I'm going to ask you to say this very short prayer along with me. And you pray it from your heart. And God will come into your life and save you right now. So I want you to just say this prayer with all of your heart to God. Lord Jesus, thanks for loving me. Thanks for dying for me in my place. I know I'm a sinner and I've done wrong, but you died for all of my sins. So right now, I trust Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Come into my life and save me. Thank you for saving me, giving me your Holy Spirit, a perfect plan for my life, promising to meet my every need and taking me to heaven. Now I know I am saved Heaven is my home. I have new life in Jesus Christ. You have wonderful plans for my life. Now lead and guide me in your plan for my life. Give me the strength to follow you every day of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for loving me. I love you, Jesus. I love you. In Jesus' precious name, amen.